Behind each door is a mansion. Amen. This Easter season, where will we find our alleluias? Turn on the news or open a newspaper on any given day, and we hear about police shootings, border troubles, crumbling infrastructures, failing schools, unemployment, non-cooperative governments. Pretty bleak stuff. Where do we find our alleluias? How do we see the light of God in the midst of all of this? Today's gospel starts by telling us the disciples are hiding from the Jewish authorities because they were afraid of what might happen to them. And into this fear enters Jesus. And with his first words, he says to the disciples, "Peace be with you." Can you imagine their awe and shock? Here they were just moments ago wondering if any of what they've done and gone through mattered. Were they fools to believe in Jesus? And again, Jesus tells them, "Peace be with you." Then he breathes on them, inviting them to receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus breathes on the disciples, giving them the gift of the Holy Spirit, sealing the disciples in eternal life, affecting the new birth Jesus promised. When Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit into his disciples, the Gospel of John comes full circle with God and creation. For God breathed the breath of life into humankind, so Jesus now breathes renewal and newness into his followers' lives, shaping his followers into a community in which forgiveness and peace are firmly lodged. Jesus equipped the disciples, and Jesus equips all of us by blessing us with the Holy Spirit, baptizing us with the Holy Spirit. This is the commission and composition of John's community of believers. This is their alleluia. This is the beginning of their new lives. Can we begin to hear echoes of our own alleluia emerge? If we accept Jesus' offering of peace, if we hold substance in our baptism, then we need to follow Jesus' sending us out the locked doors and back into the community to share the good news of God's love and compassion. Now, sometimes when we try to articulate our beliefs and why our lives as Christians matter, our words fall upon ears that ask for proof. Sometimes we ourselves ask God for proof of his love, of his existence, wondering where is Jesus in the midst of our lives. And so enters Thomas, our twin, standing in for us, for our doubts and our need to physically know the risen Jesus, to feel Jesus' very presence in our lives. Our twin speaks for us and tells his friends, "I must feel, I must touch." To be touched. A week later, Jesus reappears behind the closed doors of fear and says again, "Peace be with you." Jesus invites our twin to touch his wounds. Our twin cries out, "My Lord and my God," and it is about all our twin can do to keep his feet. All our doubts and uncertainties swept away in that moment when we let Jesus enter into our hearts, when we can see past fear and open the door into unknown futures. We never walk into that future alone, for Jesus is always beside us. And when we get lost or afraid and utter, I will not believe without proof. I invite us all to turn to each other, reach out our hand in peace, and know that we have touched Christ. We are together the body of Christ. We are to be Christ's love and compassion to each other and to our neighbors. This Easter season, I invite us to reflect upon our baptism and the gifts bestowed to all of us. How will we live into our mission and use the gifts given us in our communities? Where will we find our alleluias? Amen.